listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Joe Sirwak, and we're here with Stephanie Preston, who's an assistant professor of psychology. And you're an expert on hoarding?
That's right, hoarding and material possession and how people make decisions about goods.
Why don't you talk a little bit about hoarders and Spartans?
We do research on individual differences in acquisitive tendencies. So people on our experiments who take very few items, even when they're offered for free, we refer to as Spartans. And people who take a lot of items habitually, we refer to them as acquirers. We use the word acquirers just because we want to dissociate them from people with a clinical, pathological form of compulsive hoarding.
You actually offered people like bumper stickers, eggshells, and
we do have a couple what we call catch items, because you can always argue that something could be useful. So we wanted to try to find items that even the average person would say, this is definitely not useful. You can't rationalize taking it. So there's an indication if you take this item that your decision process really is different from other people's. So, for example, we have moldy sandwiches, broken eggshells, smashed light bulbs, things that really the average person would truly consider rubbish. But people with a compulsive hoarding disorder would take even those items, rationalizing the eggshells can be used as compost, broken light bulbs could be used in an art project, the moldy sandwich, maybe you can cut it away or give it to a bird. So there's this individual variation, and that's why we use this huge range of goods.
And they're afraid to throw it away because they just think they might need it at some point.
That's definitely what the people say is the reason that they don't want to get rid of something. But we suspect that there's stronger underlying emotional reasons. Everybody agrees that something could be useful. So we don't disagree in this belief that something could be useful. What we disagree on is how bad it would be if you made a mistake and threw something away, or how important it is to capitalize on the potential usefulness of the item, or how to balance your short and long-term goals. Obviously, if you deem everything as potentially useful, you can't find anything. So in the big picture, you've lost by making these local decisions. So we suspect that there's strong underlying emotional factors. In a brain imaging study we just completed, we found that for normal people, acquiring these plain, everyday, common items like notebooks and pens and mugs don't activate reward centers of the brain significantly. But for people with hoarding tendencies, it is. So they're seeing everyday, common, plain, not valuable items as very rewarding and salient.
And then on the other extreme, you have people who have to throw everything away. Why are they doing that?
So we have, actually, with the undergraduate population, we find most of them are Spartans. So they take very few items. They only want expensive items, beautiful items, items that will contribute to their status. They are less interested in these useful items that, nevertheless, acquisitive people take.
Wow. Any advice?
Advice? I think currently we're following the suggestion that for the average person, if you don't have a clinical hoarding disorder, that you need to follow your instincts. If you think something is trash, then get rid of it. If you think it needs to be recycled, recycle it. And don't spend too much time deliberating. We find that when people are forced to spend more time deliberating, they actually end up with more items, and they took them for reasons other than their desire to have the item. So when you hear this voice in your head saying, well, I should, then that's an indication that maybe the reasons aren't strong or compelling to you. People actually make better choices in our experiment when they decide quickly and intuitively.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.